Texas is no stranger to the ongoing opioid epidemic seen across the country. Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy reports that is one of the reasons why state lawmakers are trying to determine what laws might be necessary to break the cycle of abuse.
Nationally, in 2016, more than 42,000 people died from an opioid-related overdose. Dr. John Hellerstadt, commissioner for the Texas Department of State Health Services, told the House Select Committee on Opioid and Substance Abuse that here in Texas, those numbers have also steadily increased over the last 10 years.
From 99 to 2007, there was a steep increase in the number of drug overdose deaths, starting at 793 and peaking at over 2,000. Since then, we have remained above 2,000 deaths in every given year.
Cynthia Humphreys with the Texas Nonprofit Association of Substance Abuse Programs says the typical demographics for an opioid abuser in Texas is a middle-income white suburbanite. Like most addicting drugs, opioid users feel less effects of the drug they are taking the more often they take it, and use more, often in order to produce the same effects. During her testimony, Humphreys was asked if drugs used to taper a person off of opioids also had the potential for abuse.
You can develop, again, another addiction to that drug or reliance on that drug. But at the same time, it doesn't put you in the line or danger as much for an overdose.
But Humphreys told lawmakers that at the moment, opioids aren't as much of an epidemic in Texas as methamphetamines.
There's a resurgence of methamphetamine that's coming, and Texas is particularly intimate with methamphetamine because basically we have more methamphetamine deaths in the state than we do heroin.
During the 2017 legislative session, state lawmakers created two new state laws concerning opioid and drug abuse. One gives the Texas Medical Board the authority to regulate pain management clinics and their opioid prescribing practices. The second bill requires the Texas Medical Board to establish guidelines for opioid antagonist drugs like naloxone or Narcan to treat an overdose. The House committee is scheduled to meet four more times between now and the start of the 2019 legislative session. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.